welcome to the Recasto Podcast. I'm John Champion. So glad you're along today. And we've got a great episode ahead. I'm going to talk with a great band out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, one of my favorite cities. Yeah, we're going to talk with Patty and Tripp from the Arcadians. And they've made so much great music. There's a particular song that really caught my ear. And it's dealing with something that we're all dealing with the pandemic and the lockdowns. The song is right on time. It speaks about appearance. And yeah, it's something we can all relate to. So we're going to talk to them and find out more about the band, the song, and so much more. Hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share to the show. You can always find it on Apple, Google, Stitcher, everywhere podcasts are played. Yep, Spotify too. Also, want to make sure you check out the show description, because things we talk about on the show, you're going to find those links right in that show description so you can get more information. All right, that's enough for me. On with the show. You're listening to the Recasto Podcast. I'm John Champion, and I am graced by the presence of the Arcadians out of Pennsylvania. These folks are great, and I have been lucky enough to come across the song called Pandemic Hair, and I'm loving this song. How are you folks doing?
Doing great.
Fantastic. Ooh,
so glad to talk to you. And like I said, I really connected with Pandemic Hair because for a while, I was walking around looking like Frederick Douglass. I couldn't get into the barber shop. All of a sudden, I had to make an appointment to see my barber. So I was, this pandemic has really been something else. Tell me a little bit about the song.
You know, at the beginning of the pandemic for me, I had been a part-time banquet waiter on and off for years. You know, we have grooming standards to adhere to. And as soon as the pandemic hit, my first thought was like, well, I'm not going to be working for a while, so I'm just going to let my beard grow. And I'm just going to let my hair grow, too. And let's just see how far it goes. And it went way past where I thought it would ever go. And the discussion came. I was working with Patty over here one day, and I just remember as I was leaving, we were kind of making fun of, you know, our hair and how sloppy and gnarly they were both getting. And she came up with the term pandemic hair, and I just filed it away for, you know, future use, because that's the kind of stuff I write about.
Now, tell me about your band. How long have you folks been playing together?
Since the 20th century. We started in the late 90s, took like about a 12-year hiatus. The Arcadians came from another band that we were in. The only main difference was in the other band, I wrote all the songs and I sang all the leads. And Patty was just the backup singer, but over time, she's taken more and more of a role. We're recording songs, and I'm recording her vocals. And every time I record her vocals, you know, I would ask myself, why am I still singing? So now Patty does all the vocals. She writes a lot of the songs. And, you know, we've become more of a partnership than what it was that we were.
Oh, when you were the tyrant and we were mere side people.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Love it. Love it. So how are you folks surviving the pandemic?
You know what? This is how we're doing it. You know, because I don't know if we grew up, and this might sound cynical immediately. I like to think that growing up as a little kid in the 70s and watching and reading books about post-apocalyptic civilizations might have prepared us for this day. And that's not really funny at all. So when we were trying to think of pandemic hair and look for ideas for our video, it wasn't hard to gather exterior shots, like boarded up high-end, like, you know, Chanel or whatever. No, like, we don't have a Chanel, Gucci or whatever. Yeah. So the high-end shops, or just the mom and pop shops in the Midtown corridor. So you know, I would like to think that art, crisis inspires art. And it's cliche, but you know what? Conflict is art. And And if you clear your mind a little bit once in a while, you can write a complete sentence and actually attach it to a melody. Because I've really never fully written a song until Trump has inspired me and the pandemic has inspired me to have less perfection. What is it? I hate to say, but perfection is the enemy of the good or something like that. But just do it. Rock and roll.
That's so cool, man. So you guys have been able to, with the pandemic, have been able to get together more to write and play music than you maybe would have if we were still living in the normal life.
I would say on a more consistent basis only. I mean, we've done stuff together a lot previously, but now it, for me, it's kind of like my running joke now is I'm a full-time musician. It's another way of saying I'm retired. It's like I'm a full-time musician now, and it's just what I do naturally. Honestly, if I wasn't doing this, I would be going insane. So it's just we've always, you know, through the whole pandemic, we've basically always had just something that we're working on at a time. You know, we're not killing ourselves over it, but we are getting a lot done. We're like working on our sixth song.
You know, we don't count anymore.
Yeah, no.
That's the weird thing.
We've lost count of how many songs that we've started. And it's just been one at a time. So there's never been any big long-term goal or any long-term plan. We're just like, hey, here's a song. I need some vocals on it. And I bring it over and Patty sings. And then she sends me a song that, hey, here's some lyrics and here's a melody. And let me figure it out. And then we work. It's just been, you know, one thing at a time. We've just always been working on something.
And it's been a good learning process, too, for communicating to each other the part of the orchestration and arrangement part of the song, where I like to think that I've been courteous or nice by explaining, no, I don't want those guitars with the reverb. I really like just a basic M and B. And you know, just we were able to, it's really been an excellent learning experience in how to communicate. It's a language, really. And when, especially digitally, you can't really just play the instrument and demonstrate what you want.
Even though Patty's wrong all the time.
Yes!
No, you know, it's been interesting for me because I'll be honest, I've been spoiled these last few years because I've just been doing everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're doing everything else, it can get kind of boring. I mean, yeah, you do have all the control and all the power and whatever you say goes. But yeah, it's so much more interesting to work with others. Oh, and we also need to throw in there that we, in addition to that video, it's funny, we actually spent about 8 hours yesterday working on another video that will soon be out. But we also have a third person who is a guy who, as it turns out, is a mutual friend of ours. Of course, neither of us knew that, but he's been the guy that's been shooting our videos and getting together and helping with us on that. He helped put, he took a lot of the pictures of the pandemic hair stuff, and he's been really helping us out. But so, yeah, we got to give a shout out to Jere Edmonds.
And he's a humble, fine artist from a legacy of humble fine artists from Philadelphia.
Awesome. That is so awesome. So I played the song for my girlfriend who really, we both listen to all kinds of music. We tell people we like everything from ABBA to Zappa. She said, oh, rockabilly. I like that. Who are you in for?
You know what's really crazy about this song is I totally got the feel from it, from a car song. Everything you say, I think is, you know what? It's the same. I mean, Rick Ocasek actually plays acoustic guitar on it. Yeah, that's something you never see. But I've always kind of joked around like, yeah, the Cars have the coolest country song I've ever heard. So, you know, I kind of got the feel of the song and I kind of wanted to do something in that vein. So that's kind of where that came from. But, you know, I got to say, my musical influences started on a very important day in rock and roll history. And that was February 9th, 1964, the very first, which was my ninth birthday. That was the first Beatles Ed Sullivan show.
Oh, man.
So I go way back. You know, Beatles, Stones, The Who, Led Zeppelin, The Kinks, and then it's, you know, just grown over the years.
Kudos to your girlfriend for hearing rockabilly, because it is country, and that's what I heard. I mean, because Chip just comes up with this. He writes in different genres, and that's what I love about these songs, is that you write the song, and then you find out that the song tells you what genre it is. It's interesting. It's fascinating. I have a lot of influences, and I'll just keep the thread going with country, that I grew up hearing a lot of Western swing out of Bakersfield, California, and my aunt sang with a man named Sade Cooley, who was a big deal guy in the 40s. He was one of the pioneers of Western swing. So I just was fortunate to be around a lot of music, and I love to sing all kinds of genres. And it's nice that I told Chip a couple weeks ago, you know, can you please write this in three, you know, kind of like Kurt Vile, you know, because he got it. So that's coming out. That's a little tease. That's a little tease of the song coming out later. But so we have very open palettes, we'll say.
That is awesome. Now, before the pandemic, did you guys get out and play a lot in clubs in Philly, or what was that like?
We were playing a lot, just kind of a little bit here and there. Honestly, we might have played out more if we would have known what was going to happen and how special that playing out was. Something, you know, it's when it's something you've been doing for a long time, you kind of take it for granted. Then all of a sudden, it's taken away from you, and it's like, oh, crap, we can't play out now.
But, gotcha. So are you guys really excited to get back out in front of people and play music? Or are you a little apprehensive?
Yeah, because all this stuff is, I mean, compared to everything else I've ever done, you know, some people heard that. This is all brand new stuff that we're doing. So we've never played any of this stuff out live before. And
we've actually had to learn the songs.
Yeah, we have to learn the songs we wrote.
As many people know or do not know, that the process of recording songs is different than just playing the songs. So, yeah, we have to learn the songs. But I think it's so cynical and strange, but I think we do have a niche that when, oh my God, we're back to normal, we can bill ourselves for, we can at least have a whole 45-minute set of pandemic songs that are uplifting and universal.
That is awesome, and that is what it is all of. We've had to learn to adapt, but I think we've all learned to, okay, well, hey, this is my strong suit, so this is something that, you know, I can store these songs up or these jokes up or whatever my art is, and whenever it's all clear, man, you know, there's going to be so much good material out there that people have been working on and getting together. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. I think there have been a lot of artists that really weren't planning on doing anything that did put it out. And honestly, getting back into it, like, I have no idea. We're up here in Philadelphia, we're probably going to be one of the last places that really opens things up. Now, however, there are some, if you go out in the suburbs up here, there are some people playing outside. And once the weather warms up, there's at least going to be a lot of people playing out in tents and stuff outside of clubs. But so I'm still not really sure of the dynamic. But I think Patty and I, at least, we can go out. We can go play a gig this afternoon, just acoustic guitar and voice.
Yep.
You know, we can do that. I think, you know, the ultimate goal is to, put a full band back together and go out and play. But how, you know, I have no idea how feasible that would be at the moment. You know.
Yeah, you've gone down the road of looking at partitions and all those kinds of ways to socially distance. It's very interesting, and I don't want to take this in a total different direction. I also am a choral singer, and I'm in a theater group and all these other things, like large ensemble singing. And the only one that I've seen that actually works is people in their cars with microphones that are snake to a main mixing board. There's been a couple articles about it, but it's true, because we have to, like, you have to think of the architecture in some ways about setting, it's hard enough to setting up the band, man.
Yeah.
And then you have to think of, you know, aerosol, you know, in the air and being the danger. Like, you know, singers are actually, like, you know, lethal weapon right now. That's kind of rock and roll.
That's it. You got to live dangerously. That's it. Now, you guys
gave a shout out.
I love it. And you guys gave a shout out to the person who helped you out with that video that I am digging. And I have to give a shout out to the person who turned me on to you guys, lifelong friend, Dee Smith. And she's a big supporter of you guys. And
yeah,
I just want to ask you.
Number one fan.
Oh, man, that is so cool. She is great people. Now, where can folks find your music?
We have a Reverb Nation site.
I love it.
So that's ReverbNation.com/artist, TheArcadians9.
Tripp and Patty, thank you so much for talking to me.
Well, thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure, John. Thank you.
You got it. Keep making that great music. and stay safe and healthy. Thanks for checking out the Wreck-A Stowe podcast. And now here's the song, Pandemic Hair by the Arcadians. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Wreck-A Stowe podcast. Thanks so much to Patty and Tripp of the Arcadians for stopping by. Really enjoyed talking with them. Make sure you go to the story links, the show description, and check out that Reverb Nation site. Listen to some of their music. Tell your friends about it. Call up your radio stations and say, hey, play me some Arcadians. Make it happen. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. Please like, subscribe, share, tell folks about it. It's all about good conversations with all kinds of people. You've been listening to the Wreck and Stoke podcast. Peace.